You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We have ways of making you talk. No, we don't. All we can do is beg. 888-RADIO-30. Or whine. 888-723-4630. Why aren't you calling?
Hey, you want some cheese with that wine?
No, I just want wine.
So I'm looking up the new Lady Gaga eBay thing.
Is there a new one?
Yes. If you will, the newsstands for the March issue of Harper's Bazaar.
Yeah.
It's got her on the cover. But if you go to ebay.com/GagaInBazaar, B-A-Z-A-A-R, starting today through February 28th, you can bid on Gaga's Out of This World cover shoot ensemble. They have an outer space theme. All proceeds will benefit her Born This Way Foundation through Giving Works. And I just went there, and it says it starts today, but I don't know. There's a page up. If you go to ebay.com/Gaga, G-A-G-A-N-I-N, Bazaar, B-A-Z-A-A-R, you come to the page, but Griff, I don't know what to click on or anything. It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
It says sign up for a reminder, but today is the 18th. So it should have started today. I want to see the stuff she's got up for sale.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's late. Who knows?
I'm looking.
Is she still a thing? Or is her time passed yet?
Oh, honey, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, I understood what she was doing, and
I didn't dislike her.
Her marketing.
I just didn't find anything new there. Do you know what I'm saying? I always kept thinking, haven't I seen this done before? It's like Madonna meets early David Bowie meets, who else? Liberace meets Robert Wilson, the Civil Wars, and others, and Einstein on the beach. Wasn't this all part of something else? I don't know. And then it just sounds like like Anthem Disco to me.
But can she type? I don't know. I just don't know how to get into the page, and I wish I could. I'd like to see what she is selling. Seriously, I can't get into it.
Oh, I'm sure
I have
she's
the page here. Her
things.
Picture is on it.
Yeah.
It says February 18th to the 28th. Maybe it's just not the time yet today.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Anyway, she's it's going to, all the proceeds are going to benefit her Born This Way Foundation through Giving
Works. Well, that's commendable.
All of them.
That's commendable.
Every penny.
I think she's probably a force for good in the world. Let's just say that. Even if I'm not a big fan of the music, because I just don't understand it. All these kids dancing around to the same stuff we danced around when we were kids. Can't you kids come up with something new?
Would you like to do a listing dish?
Oh, I would. I could calm me down.
Okay, first of all, here is a question from Kat in Lindenhurst, New York.
Okay,
hi, Kat. Griffin Lee. On the subject of uploading tracking, I have come across more and more items lately that I will have to list as local pickup, just impossible to ship. If sellers are only using local pickup, how do they ever become top rated? There's no tracking number to upload. Thanks.
I think, I should have these memorized, but I'm pretty sure you still have to, you can become top rated, right? By following the top rated advice. So top rated is one thing. Top rated plus, which is applied to items, the items have to meet specific criteria. So let me see. Hold on a minute, because there's a reason why this happens. She's asking this question, and I'm not prepared. I'm sorry. Top rated seller. Let me go to the database. Okay, how to become a top rated seller. It's a whole page. So the top seller requirements, again, are you have to have at least 100 transactions with U.S. buyers over the most recent 12 months period, and you have to have at least 1,000 in sales. You've uploaded shipping tracking to my eBay within your promised handling time for 90% of transactions with your U.S. buyers in the last 3 months. Exceptions are you're not required to upload tracking for unpaid items canceled transactions, listing where the buyer selects freight or local pickup, and classified ads. So I can't comment on any particular account that you're not the account holder, where there's no, I don't have the details, but I think there would be a possibility that if the buyer, the seller, is offering those options, freight or local pickup, and those are the ones that the buyer selects, then they can get around that tracking upload. You don't have to upload tracking. I don't know if that explains this to you, but
thank you.
If you want to send me the user ID of a particular, and not, don't mention it on the air, just send it to griffith@ebay.com. I can research it and tell you why that person is a top-rated seller. But
meanwhile, Ed Weber in Union, Maine, known on eBay as Gully95, wants us to dish a listing, and I have the item number, Griff.
Hold on.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
39
to learn.
3907.
3907.
5442.
5442.
2715.
2715. 15.
Okay. Again, that's 3907 5442 2715.
That's a book.
It is a book.
It's a big book. It's called The Princetoniana Charles Hodge Class Table Talk Younger Reverend Salmond, 1888 Seminary. I have no idea whatever that is. Oh, Class and Table Talk. Class. Table talk. So this must be some sort of, I don't know, what is it? It's a book.
It's an antique book of recollections from Princeton Seminary.
Okay, all right, so there it is. I don't know anything about the book, but the photos are nice. Look at that big photo. I can zoom in and see the cover. I can look inside the book and see the front page, and there's an illustration of the guy. And is that a signature? Is this thing signed? I don't know. There it is on a stand, so I can see the spine, and there's a little bit of tiny amount of wear on the top. That's good. That's nice. And then there's the same pictures inside the listing. And
you know, it is autographed, I think.
It doesn't. Why doesn't it say that then in the title? Let me see.
Affectionately yours, Charles Hodges.
Wow. So it's autographed, and he doesn't say that? So if that's a true autograph and not just a, you know,
something that was in there,
it was actually printed, I would think you'd want to include the fact that it's autographed by the author, I would think. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. Three pictures, why not more? It doesn't take that long to print more or to do more. I would have a picture of the back of the book. I might have a picture of another page. I'd take advantage of those photos. They're free. Why stop at three?
You know, this does not tell that it's a book. Look, can we go back to the list, to the title for a minute?
Yeah, it says...
Doesn't say book.
It doesn't say book, but it does. It is in the books, antiquarian, and collectible category. So
I would say book.
I would say book. Yeah, you got to have book in there, I guess.
I would put book.
I don't know if there's room for it, but maybe... So I think your title's okay. I guess I'm with Lee. I might say book there. I don't understand the what it is, but it is what it is. If this is an autographed copy, you kind of have to put that in there. I'm going to assume that you know what you're doing, and maybe it's not an autographed copy. Maybe that's just part of the book. Description. It's okay. It's all right. I don't know what I wonder what this looks like on a mobile device, because it's in a table with those photos. I don't know if you have to scroll back and forth. We are looking at an antique book of recollections from Princeton Seminary. Well, okay. This is Princetoniana Charles. Blah, blah, blah. It's by a Scottish Princetonian Reverend C.A. Salmond, M.A. This was published in 1888 by Scribner and Welford. It is a hard... So I would take that paragraph apart, and instead of saying, this book, I would make those into a list, so that you say title, publisher, date, number, you know, format, number of pages, book measurements, condition, It isn't terribly wordy, but it's. I got to tell you, that paragraph is much harder to read than a list of attributes. If you collect antique books and have a connection to Princeton Seminary, this book is for you. Okay, buy now and don't let it get away. It's a little bit of promotion. That's nothing wrong with that. Thank you for looking at my items. To see more items like this, please check out my eBay store. To help protect our environment, I use as many recycled materials as possible when packing items for shipping. I got to tell you, Noble, I definitely would not include that in my listings.
And why is that?
Because I do recycle materials myself, but they don't look recycled. They look brand new. I won't use anything that's worn. This is kind of telegraphing a possible message is, don't blame me if this comes in a box that it looks like it's been used 1,000 times.
All in all, I do not like a back background with white.
I know,
we've
talked about that, yeah.
I just don't like it.
And your terms of service are way too wordy. I'm not going to even read these. So shipping, you start off as, I appreciate that as a buyer, you want the least expensive shipping possible at Gully Farm Consignment, blah, 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 blah. Tell us what the shipping is.
Take it all off. Tell us what the shipping is.
That
should be one sentence.
About us. I guess that's okay. So what do you give it?
Well, I give it a 4.8.
That's what I was going to say, 4.8.
Okay,
yeah.
Which is a pretty good score.
Yeah, that's okay.
But there's a little improvement that can happen.
I think so. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks.
Hope we weren't too rough on you. This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up, your last chance to call us at 888-723-4630. Next here on eBay Radio.
How can you increase your profits without increasing sales? Simple. Source smarter. Let Genco Marketplace show you the hidden profit opportunity in retail returns and closeouts. We're America's largest wholesale liquidator, and every day we resell brand-name merchandise to online sellers for a fraction of wholesale. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
On eBay is easier with Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We keep your inventory up to date and automatically relist for you. Stitch puts your inventory, orders, and shipping info in one central spot that you can access from anywhere. Not sure what items are selling best or what your sales trends are? Our easy-to-read reports will tell you. Enjoy a free extended trial at stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio. That's stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Many eBay sellers have been skittish about relying on overseas postal delivery services. Well, now, shipments going to Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Croatia, Denmark, France, Germany, Great Britain, Israel, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Spain, and Switzerland, as well as Canada, all have free electronic delivery confirmation added automatically. It's available through USPS-approved PC postage vendors for First Class Package International, Priority Mail International flat rate envelopes, as well as small flat rate boxes. Wow, that's a mouthful. But don't be put off, because this expands your market reach considerably, and that's great news for your business.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 241.
What do you do with stale listings? Carolyn C.J. Jacinto is known on eBay as top-rated seller XOXmas. She's an eBay education specialist and certified business consultant. Her tip?
Stale listings are really stale a lot sooner than I thought they were. Something that's been out there for more than 30 days without a sale, I think I have to do something to boost it up. So I use those free listing days, and I turn them into auctions. I end them and restart them if I'm doing fixed price. And instead of doing 7-day auctions, I'm doing 3-day auctions. I've sold over 1,000 of my old inventory.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And- And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's final open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, don't wait another nanosecond to call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Want to remind you to go to ervegas.com and register for the June event. We are over two-thirds full already. So go to ervegas.com, register for the event, and get your room registration taken care of while you're at it. You don't want to have to stay in another hotel.
No.
You want to be where we are. And also, you want to get in on the cheap rates.
Ah, the cheap rates.
Also, I'd like to say that if you're... Griff, do you know your sellers group meetings yet? Meetups, you know?
No, not... eBay. I know I'm doing one here in the Bay Area, but...
eBay Live?
eBay Live.
No, it's called... What is it called? eBay in person.
eBay in person, yeah.
Right.
I know some of them. I just don't know if they've been announced yet.
Okay. As soon as they are, let me know, please. If your sellers group... Are you going to be going to individual sellers groups or just having the... What are you going to be doing this year?
So in person, we'll go to different cities and we will appear in our own venue. They're not directly related to seller meetups. We may be hitting some seller meetups, and I know some other employees are, but I haven't received clearance yet for scheduling travel for any eBay meetup groups this quarter.
If you do, if Griff is going to host, if you're going to host Griff at a meetup, please let us know about it.
Right.
Lee at voicemarketing.com, we'd like to know.
Exactly.
Okay. Also, check out the eBay Radio Seller Resource Center. Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then hover over the Seller Resources tab at the top of any archive page. You'll find Seller Tools and Services, the Sellers Group Directory, which is a wonderful directory of all the sellers groups in the United States and beyond. A seller bookshelf with must-read titles, seller bookmarks, which link to various useful pages at ebay.com, Lee's tips, advice for the entrepreneur. It's all located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives, so we invite you to join us for that. Griff, you know what? We got a contact us message from someone in Japan, and somehow it got hidden in my email, and I'm desperately trying to find it right now. The English wasn't perfect, but it was certainly good enough for me to be able to figure out sort of what the guy wanted. I'm trying to find it right now. But you know, we do have listeners from all over the world. We need to do something, some promotion that will help these people know that they can call in on Skype. They can reach us.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm looking for it, maybe you could answer this person's question.
Go ahead.
This is from Stacy in London, Arkansas, known as Gadget Girl 479 on eBay.
Okay.
Hi, Griffin Lee.
Hi.
I was wondering if you could please walk me through setting up a policy that includes the global shipping option. For some reason, I can't seem to figure out how to opt into this with the policies. Also, I was just wondering if you both also use the policies and how you like them. Thanks for any help.
I can answer that because the global shipping policy is not... The global shipping option is per listing and not per policy. So it's not part of the policy. The policy covers non-GSP shipping options, return policy, and handling time.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Makes sense.
Okay.
Well, I seem to have lost in cyberspace somewhere that wonderful email. Oh, here it is. Okay. It's from Minoru Kawada in Inzai City in Japan, known on eBay as KAWAX842. And I'm going to read it to you word for word. I was sold by discount to 500,000, meaning he or she sold by discount, discounted down to $500, two pieces of silk blanket stock. They were, for one, it was $290. So times two would have been 580, but he promised to sell it to the person for 500. There's an item number, by the way, Griff. Now, the sole price on eBay is $580, and he would like to change the sole price to $500 in the sales records of eBay, and he doesn't know how to do it.
I don't...
Do you get that?
I'm sorry. I heard this all. I don't quite understand what you're saying. So he had something he sold.
Right.
For how much?
He sold two of them for $290 a piece, but promised the buyer that he would put them together and only charge $500.
Right.
And he doesn't know how to make that happen.
He can't do it. After the sale, not possible.
Okay.
So what he would have to do is accept payment and then issue a refund.
Okay.
So after the listing has been done, he can't change the price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the original listing right now.
Yeah.
And the original list is a Japanese pure silk blanket. The original listing was for $290 per, and he had three available.
Right, so he's giving him a discount.
Exactly.
Yeah, he'll have to do it as a refund through paper.
Okay, great. Thank you.
This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. We'll be live this Thursday, February 20th, with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific. Thanks to the eBay Radio team and everyone who makes the show what it is. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBayRadio. That's endicia.com/eBayRadio.
The few seconds people spend visiting your eBay listing are precious. Now you need them to stay longer and buy. It helps if your listings look professional and inviting. Billboards by PageMage is just the app for this. Quickly create and automatically post custom-designed headers and footers in all your listings. Brand your business, promote specials, even cross-sell your merchandise. It's free and easy to use. Learn more about billboards at PageMage.com, also in the eBay App Center.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griffin Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player, fill out the web form, and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.